Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Dry conditions and very hot temperatures continue to fan wildfires burning in the West, and out-of-state fire crews are heading to Montana to battle the Devil's Creek blaze near the town of Jordan after five firefighters there were injured. But progress is being made on the nation's largest blaze, the Bootleg Fire in Oregon, although additional mandatory evacuations were ordered last night. In California, the Tamarack Fire south of Lake Tahoe has burned about 90 square miles. Pat Seekins with the Fire Incident Command says they made progress along Highway 395.
Really good day in there. We had the right amount of resources, ground resources, as well as aircraft, to really get aggressive here and was able to go direct to a certain point here. So a lot of really good progress on the west side of the fire.
The state's governor issued a state of emergency for four northern counties. This is the first day medals are being awarded at the Tokyo Summer Olympics, and it was a tough start for U.S. athletes. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Tokyo. Americans came up empty for the first time in nearly a half century.
The last time was 1972, the Munich Summer Olympics, when U.S. athletes failed to win a first-day medal. The medal events on Saturday didn't include sports Americans traditionally dominate, but there were some bona fide U.S. contenders. Fencer Eli Dershowitz is ranked second in the world in saber, but lost in the round of 16. Mary Tucker was a medal favorite in women's 10-meter air rifle, but finished sixth. There was good news on the soccer pitch. The two-time defending World Cup champion U.S. women didn't play for a medal, but they notched an important win, beating New Zealand 6-1 after losing their first match to Sweden. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tokyo.
In Hungary, thousands marched in the annual Pride Parade today, uniting against government policies that they say stigmatize the LGBTQ community. As Joanna Kakissis reports, this march comes after Hungary's parliament passed a controversial law limiting discussion of LGBTQ issues in schools.
Throngs of Hungarians filled the streets of the capital, Budapest, singing and waving rainbow flags. European Union lawmakers like Terry Reinke, who's from Germany, joined them.
Let us walk the streets of Budapest today with our head up high and celebrate our lives, celebrate who we are, and celebrate who we love.
The march came on the heels of a controversial law curbing the teaching of LGBTQ issues to children. Critics say the law conflates homosexuality with pedophilia. The government says it will hold a referendum on what it calls, quote, the child protection law. Meanwhile, the EU has launched legal action against Hungary for violating LGBTQ rights.
This is NPR. In El Salvador, prosecutors have ordered the arrest of a former president, charging him with money laundering and embezzlement. As Maria Martin reports, he's the latest politician to be charged with corruption.
The charges were made public against El Salvador's former president, Salvador Sanchez Serén, who served from 2014 until 2019. Some $350 million in public funds were allegedly looted while Sanchez was vice president under Mauricio Funes, who's now in exile in Nicaragua. Both these presidents were members of the leftist FMLN party. Recent presidents from right-wing parties have also been accused of taking public funds. Voter fatigue with government corruption was one factor leading to the landslide victory of the New Ideas Party of current president Nayib Bukele. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
For the second time, General Motors is recalling some of the older Chevrolet Bolts to fix persistent battery problems that could set the electric cars on fire. Until repairs are done, General Motors says owners should park the cars outdoors and limit charging to 90% of the battery capacity. And GM says they shouldn't be charged overnight. GM also says they shouldn't deplete the batteries below 70 miles of range. The second recall comes after two Bolts that had been fixed under a previous recall caught fire. It covers about 69,000 Bolts worldwide from 2017, 18, and part of 2019. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.